So one of the most important factors to consider when you immigrate to Canada is to know how to prove your funds. And it's really insane and kills me to say how often people take this document so casually. In this video, we're going to cover how to prove to the immigration officer that you have enough money to settle in Canada, especially during the first few months. Make sure you stick around till the end because I'll also be sharing with you tips on the amount of money you can bring to Canada when you first arrive. Hey, it's Jason here from Immigration Consultant, where we help you simplify your immigration process with video. Since I'm new here, and I'm sure you would be too, make sure you hit the subscribe button that's below. So let's begin. While immigrating to Canada, you need to prove to the immigration officer that you have sufficient funds to meet the minimum requirements under the Federal Skilled Worker Program or the Federal Skilled Trade Program. Now, in case you're applying under the Canadian Experience Class or the CEC, or you have a valid job offer to work in Canada, in that case, you are not required to show proof of funds. However, I do recommend you keep your funds up to date since you don't always know ahead of time which program you'll be invited under. So the amount of money required to support your family while immigrating to Canada would depend on the size of your family. To calculate the size of your family, it would involve yourself, your spouse, your dependent children, and your spouse's dependent children. Now, in case your spouse or your dependent children are not traveling with you or are already permanent resident holders or are Canadian citizens, in that case, you would still need to include them in your application. So, what is the minimum amount you need to immigrate to Canada? Now, you can check this table out. Yeah? I think it's somewhere here. Now, from this table, you can see that in case you're a single applicant, you need to have at least around 13,000 Canadian dollars in your account. In case you're a couple, the amount goes up to 16,200 Canadian dollars. And in case you're a family of three, around 20,000 Canadian dollars, and so on. What I would also recommend is that you also keep in mind the exchange rate. So what you want to do is make sure you have at least an additional 1,000 Canadian dollars added to these amounts that's listed above. In case you have more money, be sure to list the full amount on your application. Remember, to prove your funds, they must be readily available. For example, you cannot just use property evaluation as a proof of fund, or take a loan against property, or borrow money from a friend, or take a loan from one bank and transfer to another bank and show that as a proof of fund. Your funds should be used to pay your cost of living for you and your family when you first arrive in Canada. More importantly, it should sustain you at least till you get your job. Now, the proof of funds should be primarily in the account of the principal applicant. In case your spouse is accompanying you, make sure to have the money in the joint account or at least have a letter from your spouse giving you access to the funds. The funds must be available both when you apply and when you are issued a permanent resident visa. You need to prove to the immigration officer that you have legal access to the money once you arrive in Canada. For proof, you must get an official letter from your bank or banks where your money has been kept. The letter must be printed on your bank's letterhead. It should include the bank's contact information like the address, the telephone number, or the email address. It should also include your name exactly as per your passport, and the list of the outstanding debts such as your credit card debts or even your personal loans. For each of your savings or investment accounts, it must include the account number, the date each account was opened, the balance of each account, and the average balance over the past 6 months. In the case of fixed deposit, make sure your fixed deposits are at least 6 months old. Now, there are some banks that may refuse to give you this particular document. In that case, you could probably check with your bank manager, or in fact, one of the things I would recommend is to check with your bank for this letter even before you start your immigration process. In case the reply is saying they don't do it or they don't give you a letter, you could probably change your bank immediately. Now, in case you don't have any funds and are borrowing the money from your parents, make sure you get a gift deed done. So you can prove to the immigration officer that the amount is free of any obligations and you don't have to return it. Now, before you leave, I would recommend you research the amount it would cost you and your family to live in Canada when you first move there. You can carry as much money as you want. This will make moving to Canada and finding a home that much easier. However, when you first arrive in Canada, you have to tell the officer that you're bringing more than $10,000 if you are. If you don't, you may be fined or your funds could be seized. A word of caution, never accept what someone has done in the past to prove their funds has the actual law. Remember, immigration changes, laws change, policies change. Once again, thanks for checking out this video. Smash like if you got any value. And if you'd like us to help you with your immigration process, feel free to email us or even call us on the details below. I'll see you in the next one.